Dr. Coughlin.
Good morning. My name is Yuri Coughlin. I'm part of the clinical trial team at Merck. Thanks for having me here today. When you are so late in the agenda, you always have to worry, and are you able to mention some things that nobody else has mentioned before? But I'm trying to do this. We talked a lot about risk-benefit. I think we talked about how the dose selection has something to do with the sweet spot and the risk-benefit. And then there is a major issue. And that major issue is that when a physician or a patient tries to decide, should I take that drug and at which dose should I take that drug, so that patient or that physician is talking about a very individual risk-benefit. And that is, in theory, very different from the risk-benefits that we measure in clinical trials. Along those lines, and I recognize that I'm stating the obvious, when we do an assessment of risk-benefit in studies, we're looking at distributions. We have a certain risk distribution. We have a certain benefit distribution. In this theoretical schematic, you could argue, hey, the mean benefit in this larger study cohort clearly outweighs the mean risk in this study cohort. So this drug tested at a given fixed dose might actually have a positive risk-benefit. In fact, if you now go back and look at individual patients, you might find patients that actually are well reflected in the overall mean risk-benefit assumption. You might find patients in those individual studies where you say this patient individually had actually more benefit than the average patient population and got that with less risk. And these are the patients that we are most worried about. At the end of the day, we always have in our studies also patients who only carry the risk and don't contribute to the benefit. In regulatory filings, we have more and more discussions around and how many percent of your overall patient population in the end really contributed to the benefits that you've proven in phase three. So, again, I'm stating the obvious. There are multiple reasons. Some are trial design reasons, some are disease reasons, but some are very patient-specific reasons why an individual patient has a different risk or a different benefit than the overall cohort. And that has to do with drug-drug interactions in a given patient, concomitant medication. Older patients have a different pharmacokinetic profile than younger patients, impairments in liver and renal functions. Metabolism. If your drug is metabolized by a certain CYP enzyme and the patient has genotypically, for example, is an extensive metabolizer, has a completely different risk profile than poor metabolizers for the same CYP profile. So how do you get around this? And this is where we always have tremendous discussions when we try to come up with our development plan within commercial organizations. Theoretically, our commercial colleagues say, hey, the drug that physicians want is a simple drug. It's a drug where you don't have to measure drug levels. It's a drug where you don't have to measure INRs. And it's a drug where you don't even have to titrate. On the other hand, you could argue, if I try to get my patient to an optimal patient-specific risk-benefit ratio, those are all the things that would help me. So if you have a dose titration for an individual patient and perhaps use a safety parameter to get the patient to a certain level and not beyond, if you do drug level testing, we understand, and I'm a physician myself, how complicated it is. It means you get your patient in, you draw a drug level. Sometimes it's not analyzed in your own lab, so the patient has to come back weeks later. Nevertheless, if you would profile your patient and try to get to certain CYP enzymes, or at the end of the day, at least if you can use certain phenotypic parameters and then try to identify subpopulations, try to do your drug dosing. So I end with this. So the bottom line of this is, and then if we want to further optimize risk-benefit in patients, perhaps at least for individual drugs and for individual indications, we also have to shift from trying to identify the optimal dose to trying to identify the optimal patient-specific drug exposure. And I end with that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jörg.